Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au pošiljka Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Konec junija smo imeli podelitev priznanj zaslužnim Slovencem v New South Walesu in eno imamo med nami dobitnico za prostovoljka leta pri slovenskem društvu Sydney. To je bila Lynn Pušenjak. Welcome, Lynn, to the program. You won this award. Congratulations from the Slovenian Community Awards New South Wales for 2020, and this was for Volunteer of the Year for Slovenia Association Sydney.
Thank you, Tanya. Good afternoon.
You have been, around here, and anyone that comes through the doors here at Slovenia Association Sydney would see your face for many years now. We heard a little bit about your story and your backstory and sort of how you got involved with the Slovenian community, not being directly Slovenian yourself. Tell us a little bit more, from your own words, how you got involved with the community.
Well, I was involved here even before I was the secretary of the club. I just used to come here for social dancing and friends. I did that for a few years until 2009, when I was asked if I could be the secretary of the club. And since then, up to 2020, I was doing that secretarial role.
And previous to that, we know that that you also had a secretary background because you were working for many years also at TAFE for technical and further education, as we would know it in the full.
Yes, I was working at TAFE for 27 years and I gained a lot of experience there with computing, face-to-face with students. I really enjoyed my work there.
And your background, as we said earlier, is not Slovenian, but of Italian heritage?
Italian heritage, yes. Both my parents were Italian, yes.
And they came here in...
They came here in 1940s, yeah.
Wow.
They were here for a few years, then we all went back. Well, I was born after 1940. We went back to Italy, and I started my first few years in Italy at school, yeah. So when I was there, I could only speak Italian. When we returned after 2 years, I think it was 2 years, yes, I didn't know any English and I was ready to start primary school then. It was very quick. I picked up English and stayed with the Italian, and my main language was English.
And you still speak Italian?
Yes. Not fluent. Not fluent, yeah.
And then how did you meet William Pushenak, your husband? Because that's how you, your connection to the Slovenian community.
That's right. My sister and I used to go to a lot of dances on Saturday nights. That's what everyone did at the time. Well, I went to the Trocadero in George Street, Sydney, and I met this guy, and it was William. And after that, we started dating, and then we left each other because he had a lot of work in Canberra. And after when he's finished his position down there, I met up with him again.
And you have two lovely sons and many grandchildren as well now?
Yeah, three grandchildren. Yeah, I've got two sons.
Mm-hmm. You kept obviously that Slovenianness alive, very, very involved in the community.
Yes, yes.
And attend obviously many functions in the community, wider community as well.
Exactly, yes. I've attended all the functions with Slovenians. Actually, I was attending the dances even at Ferris Road, Horsley Park. And then back down here, and I just stayed around, yeah.
What keeps you involved with the Slovenian community?
Well, at the moment, it's helping the new committee that's come in since 2020, and there's a fair bit involved in that too. I still do a lot of stuff that I did before, but this time it's much easier for me because I've got a good help from quite a few people in the committee.
And what do you like most about the Slovenian community as such in terms of all the friends that you have here?
Well, they're down-to-earth people. I get along with Slovenians very well, like the Italians, but especially Slovenians, because they seem to be more relaxed, more happy people. So I've kept it here. And I live not too far away from the Slovenian club. And whenever they need anything opened here, I've got the keys. I open up, problem solved.
Have you ever been to Slovenia? Have you seen Slovenia?
Yes, I've been there 5 times.
And what are your impressions of Slovenia as a country?
Lovely, but beautiful. The Alps, the tourism was great. But I enjoyed staying with my husband's people for 3 months in one go, and then other times it was less. But very friendly. I found the language a little bit of a barrier for me, but there's a lot of young people there who speak English, so I got by anyway. But I really enjoy, and we are going back soon if we can.
Lovely to hear that you'll be going back again.
Yes, after COVID and all this, yeah.
Great. And like I said, we love to have you involved in the community. We love to see you here, and we always appreciate everything that you've done, obviously, over the years. And that's why you have received this award on behalf of the Slovenian community.
Yes, I must say I was really honoured to be nominated for this award. And I would really like to thank the committee that we have now. I would like to thank them so much for choosing me. Thank you.
I think they're honoured, I think, to have you as part of the team, and has been for many years, and hope that you continue for many years to come.
Thank you, Tanya.
Congratulations
much
again.
Much appreciated for your interview as well. Thank you.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.